Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Great to have you company for this final hour we get to share before that game. The kickoff, 3 o'clock, the Cowboys taking on the Panthers. Peter Sterling will be here at 2:30 to help preview that game, plus a little bit of review of State of Origin number 2. Sterlo obviously hugely involved in that. We'll get his take on that brilliant win from Queensland, 18-16, as a look at the Tyre Power scoreboard. We'll get there. The cooler is in good form. In 25 minutes, I'm going to say the cooler needs to be up and ready to go once cha-ching. More.
Actually, Gerds, does the cooler have a mow, or could he grow a mow, you reckon?
Wow. Yeah.
I'd like to see that, because even Sterlo, I've never noticed that. Sterlo, I don't think he can grow a mow, so either the cooler or Sterlo. What do you think?
No, the cooler had a beard a couple of years ago.
Did he?
Yeah, had a beard.
Did he?
Could grow a mow, be thin.
See, the cooler can talk in the third person and grow a beard in the third person.
I hate people
very talented,
in the third
the cooler.
Person, but the big deal loves that sometimes.
Yeah, Tony loves it as well. Good work, Dilly. All right, okay. We talked very briefly before about the injury toll from State of Origin. It is a brutal experience as you watch those guys pound into each other. There's been quite a few. Now, I know, James Hooper, you've been crunching the numbers. Where are we at in terms of injuries before we get to what Laurie Daly had to say about backing up?
Well, there's 9 players, Tone, who featured on Wednesday night in that epic game out at ANZ Stadium, who won't play this weekend. So obviously James Tedesco didn't play last night. Darius
that was
Boyd.
A celebration injury, though. He jumped up to celebrate Mitchell Pearce's try.
Are you serious?
Down. Yeah, and
no.
He hit the ligament in his ankle.
I did not know that.
It was a celebration injury.
Oh, are you just making that up?
I'm not. It's true. Mate, so you must read the newspaper.
Well, that's a big part of the game, Tony.
Of course it is. Sorry. Aaron Wood suffered a celebration injury last year.
Sorry, Tony.
Missing the pack.
After we call in the game, we sort of have to sort of have a bit of a rest. You know what it's like, mate, when you call a big game. So sorry about that, mate. We don't read everything, buddy.
Wow. Look at that. He's into me.
Isn't he?
Just after I've said how much I like his moustache.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. So we've established that.
James Tedesco has got that celebration injury. Then on top of that, Darius Boyd won't feature tonight. He sustained a busted thumb. He's out for 6 weeks. Yeah. Brett Morris didn't play last night. Boyd Cordner won't play tonight. The 4 Melbourne Storm players in that showpiece Adelaide game have sadly been rested. So that's Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Will Chambers and Billy Slater. And of course, the great Jonathan Thurston is unfortunately out for the rest of the season. So it did take a big toll, Tone.
The Storm travelling along pretty at the top of the table. I guess they can afford to make those kinds of decisions. It's probably the right one for them to make.
Well, they can, and you could say they've earned the right for that, obviously, with their form leading up to that. But then you look at, like, St George Illawarra. They need to win today. It's a big game for them. They can't rest Tyson Frizzell. And at the back end of the season, is that basically a real advantage that Melbourne Storm have by being able to rest those players? And is it time now that we seriously look at, you know, the damage it's doing to club football? We always speak about it every year with the scheduling and the lack of interest at NRL level. I think some of the games so far during this series that have been affected by Origin have actually been good.
Yep.
And I think in that regard, it's probably not worth changing. But in relation to the injuries now that we're having and just the short turnaround and the expectation on players, especially with the scheduling and some guys jumping on a plane at 6 a.m. the morning after on Thursday to get to New Zealand to play on the it seems a little bit too much. Hoops, it is changing next year, but do you see the long-term game of Origin being a standalone weekend?
I think down the track it's the only way forward, Gerds, absolutely.
When do the NRL get to make that decision?
Maybe the year after next, so maybe 2019. We're going to have one standalone weekend for State of Origin next year, and then beyond that, look, hopefully they might bite the bullet and make the big call. But they'll need to get, obviously, a huge element of it is the broadcasters. It's the jewel in the ground for Channel 9.
But you would
so
think
they've
now,
got to be on board.
But you would have to think now that clubs, I mean, might have resisted in the past, would now be happy to sit out a few weeks and have all their players available?
It makes sense. Why not shorten the competition 100%. By a couple of rounds?
Like the AFL.
Yeah, 100%.
You've got to do it. It's got to be done. Look, the process, as I said before to you guys, I told you like last year, Gerds, I mean, we watch a lot of under-20s and under-18 stuff for SG Bull because we get there early. mate, this
Tony's a big fan of Intrust Super Cup.
Yeah, so. No, that's right. But yeah, that. But this game is getting, mate, our athletes, our kids are getting, you know, faster, stronger, and they're getting more skillful. And if you see the Origin, the first game, see that pace it was played at, the first mistake was in the 35th minute. Mate, we've got to give these players a rest because they put so much into that Origin arena, and then the aftermath of it is what we're seeing now.
But, Del, is it the pace that's the effect? I mean, is it a more brutal affair than it was when you guys played?
Yes, because really? I think it is, absolutely.
Mate, when you have kids in the under-18s or the under-20s that are benching 120, 130 kilos, squatting 200 kilos, mate, in that collision, what do you expect? And I don't know, with my son, he's not even like one of the strongest there. There's kids that are that big and strong. So they're not all going to make it, but that's coming through over the next five to 10 years. That's going to be the long-term process. And look at the injuries. Those pecs and stuff, that's not by accident.
In sporting terms, Tone, it's the equivalent of running a horse in the Melbourne Cup and then trying to back it up 2 or 3 days later. It's just cruel.
Bingo.
And so
they got that's illegal, isn't it? They don't allow that.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. I think there's a certain amount of time.
That word cruel, yeah, you mentioned that.
Oh, that's the one, cooler. You know.
He will know. That's the word that Laurie Daly used, wasn't it, in terms of that. And I think that for him to come out and say that, obviously being New South Wales coach, I don't know whether the NRL will be happy that he's done that, but it's certainly now been put on the table that, you know, this is something that should be looked at. Aaron Woods comes back, and we love those stories. He played, I think, 62 minutes.
Tough as nails, huge performance.
Nathan Peet,
same with Josh Jackson, same with David Cummins,
Nathan
same
Peet's
with
Nathan in the middle, Jared unbelievable.
All those guys backed up and were phenomenal. Yeah. But the reality is, Tone, it is cruel. And if we talk about player welfare and we want to take it for real, then they've got to have a serious look at this.
Wayne Bennett used to say, well, when you got picked for Origin, he wanted you to back up because that's what makes an Origin player. And that was the case then. But I think, and even Wayne would admit, it's got to change now. Because remember, I think last year he came out and did a column saying, make Origin over 4 or 5 weeks. Mate, that's not going to work because you won't have those same sort of players. I know you can stop a comp for 4 or 5 weeks, but that's not the answer. The answer is standalone weekends.
All right, the grand final tickets. This is a service we've got going for you now. The next break, the grand final tickets go on sale on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you, according to which team you support, whether you should be lining up to get your grand final tickets. It's just a great service we've got here at the show. It's Saturday Triple M NRL, the cooler then, as well as Sterlo. Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Now, before we get to those grand final tickets and whether you should or shouldn't be buying them tomorrow, on Monday, I'm sorry, when they do go on sale. So just quickly, thoughts, gentlemen. There is a game this evening in Adelaide, the experiment again of going to Adelaide. Do you like it? I mean, obviously, we had the Rams there starting in the Super League, and then a year after that didn't last so long. But we've had a constant flow of teams going to Adelaide and beautiful Adelaide Oval. Hoops, you like the idea?
Well, the ticket sales back at Uptown, they're flying. So they've got 25,000 tickets sold, and they're expecting a capacity attendance. So I think with that in mind, then, yeah, it's a win.
Are they dipping their toe in a little bit, Hoops, for you, when the Origins become available in a couple of years' time?
Maybe. No, I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. I thought you were going to ask from an NRL point of view. But, look, you'd never say never because Adelaide...
What does it hold down there, Adelaide, over?
30,000, 35,000. They're expecting 20,000-25,000, I think that's what...
Yeah, they're expecting 25. They've sold 25.
But I feel sorry for them because when you think they're going there, they're thinking they're going to probably see, you know, Cronk and Slater and Smith and those guys. That's unfortunately,
but thankfully, we saw what young Brady Croft can do last weekend.
The kid is...
He's a gun player.
He's a superstar, mate. You got that Riley Jacks there too. And you know who else is going really well? They've got those young outside backs. But what about the transformation of Josh Adokar? Yes. Mate, you know, Vunivalu, Billy Slater.
Well, he was told at the West Tigers he wasn't an NRL player.
I remember, Jason Taylor told us on this show that he wasn't that worried.
All right, we'll get your preview of that and the other games very shortly. As I said, Peter Sterling will join us in 15 minutes right now. Making an NRL multi is easy with the all-new YouBet Multi Builder. Download the app today and customise by sport, time and practice. Remember, gamble responsibly. Jared Daffy joins us. G'day, Jared.
Hello, Tony.
Before I get to this afternoon's game, I'm just going to tip it and go straight to State of Origin. State of Origin 3, Jonathan Thurston, that's the big story. He is out. What has that meant for betting?
Well, prior to that news, and also Darius Boyd, we opened up the market as soon as Origin 2 had finished, Tony. Queensland $1.75, New South Wales $2.10, so they should be.
Yep.
It's been turned on its head. It's actually nearly a mirror image of that. New South Wales, $1.77 now, $2.05 Queensland. A lot of activity yesterday. We didn't take a lot of money, around about $9,000 worth of bets, but every single bet was for New South Wales.
Yeah, that's I can understand that. Mate, you had to be confident.
Isn't you talking it down to me?
No, but you had to be confident. The way they were playing and how they embarrassed Queensland. But that's why you'll be nervous about Game 3.
Yeah, all right. What about the Storm and Cowboys?
Tony, just getting back to Adelaide Oval, I'm pretty certain it holds 51,000.
Oh, 51, yes. Wow. Bang on, Daff. Thanks, mate. Wow.
Good on you, mate.
Every time, it's more every than time Suncorp, they play there, every time they play an AFL game there, it's sold out.
Actually, while you're talking about that, what did the first try scorer pay for the Origin? I want to know what Val Holmes paid to score that try.
He was one of the favourites, Wendell. He was an $11 pop.
Okay.
$11.
Well, I was just wondering because, you know, him saying that, you just think about if you're a punter.
Storm and the Cowboys head-to-head. What's going on?
Naturally, it's changed. It was $1.90, take your pick, before all of those withdrawals for the Storm. Today, the Roosters were $1.33 this morning. They're into $1.30. Melbourne Storm completely friendless now at the 360. The handicap line there, 8.5 points, and even money for the minus there, Tony. It's into $1.80. So most expect the Roosters to win and win fairly comprehensively.
Hey, Nick, what about the Sharks and the Tigers? Obviously missing a few of their best.
Sharks and Tigers? What are you drinking?
No.
Where's this one from?
No, that's exactly right. You just called Jared Nick, that's all. Keep going.
It is Nick. It says it on the top here. Is that you, Jared?
That's also last week's run sheet.
It's Sharks Tigers, so, yeah.
Who's giving me last week's run sheet?
Hey, Daff.
Let's get on the Sharkies. I think they get home in that one.
We'll try and get this freight train back on the rails. Oh. Mate, talk to me about the other ripping game tonight, the Raiders and the Broncos. Do the punters give the Raiders a chance of bouncing back?
Just delete that bit out when it goes to work. The Raiders, plenty of money for the Raiders now with a couple of withdrawals for the Broncos as well. They're $1.52, but they've got a few convictions when they've been favourites. Brisbane out to $2.60. That line -4.5, and again, plenty of money for the minus. It's $1.80.
And let me tell you, Brisbane don't mind playing in Canberra. I think they've won 10 times down there, and I think Raiders are 12, and Raiders have been pretty hot and cold this year, but tonight... Get on the Raiders.
Yeah. All right, Daff, thanks so much. Say hello to Nick Curry for us. Making an NRL multi is easy with the all-new You Bet Multi Builder. Download the app today and customise by sport, time and price. Remember, gamble responsibly.
Who's giving me that sheet, Tony?
Are you giving me the sheet, Tony?
Look at the lover's tip over there.
That cooler is going to be very disappointed in you, I have to tell you. All right, just quickly, gentlemen, as I said, mentioned before, grand final tickets do go on sale Monday morning. I reckon you can get them for about $45 for
is
a
that
single
right?
ticket, $180. $80 for a family.
Okay.
For the grand final.
This seems reasonable.
Getting early.
Yep. Hoops, I know you're a Tigers fan. Tell you, don't worry about it, mate. The Tigers won't be there.
No. Yep. They'll be flat out avoiding the spoon.
Okay. Newcastle is next. I'm just going from the bottom of the table up. Yeah. Should your Newcastle fan go and pick up
put the red pen through. No. You did that a long time ago.
Okay. What about the Gold Coast?
Red pen.
Red pen.
Yeah, bye.
Red pen.
Yeah.
But these are diehards. These people are buying early with
Come
hope
on, Tone.
In their heart.
We live in the real world, mate. Yeah. With all due respect to the Titans, they're not going to be in the grand final.
South Sydney?
No. You put the pen through them in March.
Absolutely, I did.
But we all have. Like, they've got some good players and they'll trouble some teams, but they're not going to make the top eight.
Canterbury?
Canterbury Bankstown. The Bulldogs.
No. You put the pen through them earlier this afternoon, Tone.
No. Okay, quickly up through the
Warriors? List.
No. Okay.
The Raiders?
Yes.
They're going to be in the grand final.
I think they can make a run to the finals.
Wow. Okay, so there's the first one. Canberra fans, you can get along.
I think you're allowed to buy something.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, Parramatta, the Eels.
Not in the grand final.
I can't see them in the grand final.
Yeah, but I think they'll be in September.
Yeah, well, Sturlo's just arrived. You may question that. What about the Panthers?
Yes, I think they can go on a run.
Okay, the Panthers fans, there you go. Go off and get your tickets. North Queensland, the Cowboys after the news.
No.
Sell your jumper, sell your flag, get rid of all of it.
Let's go out to the reef. Do
until
some
next year.
Where exactly? St. George Illawarra.
Yes.
Buy a ticket. Yeah, they're a chance.
Okay, and the Sea Eagles.
Yeah, you'd buy a ticket.
No, buy
a ticket.
In September.
They'll be there.
Yeah, but you're riding Manly off from the finals.
No, but they won't make the grand final. I don't think they can.
Yeah, but
they've got cash to spare. Let them go and buy tickets.
With the Turbo Brothers.
Yeah, I know they're a chance, but I don't think they can go that.
They own property on the Northern Beaches. Let them spend some money.
Okay, fair enough.
If Brisbane.
Yeah, 100%. With Wayne Bennett
as
coach.
Buy a ticket.
No, okay.
Sharkies, yep.
Yes,
Sharkies,
yes.
Roosters, yep. Yeah, Melbourne, yes.
Melbourne,
yes.
Buy big. There you go. That is a service from us to you. Sturlo joins us very shortly. The Cooler is next. Saturday Triple M NRL.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL with Peter Sterling. Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Still a win in 5 minutes, and then 35 minutes away from kickoff, the Cowboys and the Panthers. You will, of course, hear it here, and you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Download the Triple M NRL app and do it now. Before we get to the cooler, Wendell, you just wanted to quickly mention the Wallabies.
Oh, mate, so disappointing. Driving to Canberra last week, listening to Scotland and the Wallabies. Mm. Scotland probably should have beat us in the finals a couple of years ago. We got a lucky call there. But last week, I just thought at Allianz we would score at the end there because when they hit the front, but, you know, Israel Folau's playing some good rugby. But I've got to say, Carmichael Hunt, his transition has been wonderful.
He's 12, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, no good there. They play Italy today against Craig Gower's men, Italy. And, but I'll tell you what's bigger at the moment is British...
So Italian, Craig Gower.
The, the British Lions are playing the All Blacks. So I think that's on at 5.30 or this afternoon. Ben Teo will play for the British Lions. Eddie Jones, obviously, coach, so there's a bit of a league
He's
element
playing
there.
In the centres for the British Lions.
Yes.
That would be, so he and Sonny Bill Williams going at
That's
each other
massive,
at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, Sonny Bill.
Would be very,
but that
good.
Is massive, yeah.
All right, time, ladies and gentlemen, get your pens out. It's time for this.
You're cooler.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You and that's how you need the cooler. The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Bit of a spring in the
cooler. Yeah, he's up and
step.
About the cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, good win last week. But look, you know what he's excited about. It's his, they're racing at Flemington, the cooler's favourite track.
Oh, yeah.
Back down there in Melbourne. And he's had a good look at the field today, the cooler. And he's spotted something that will win the last down there at Melbourne. As you know, Tony, the cooler loves the passage. That's right. Whether it's free or whether he has to pay, whether it's front or back, he just loves the journey. Whether it's Jared Hayne trying to pull something out of his. In a moment at Origin, or whether it's Joey Johns with something totally blocking his in the post-game analysis, it's all relevant.
Now, relevant, did you say?
Now, the passage needs a spell. Mm-hmm. It's been worked really hard and probably needs to go back to the top paddock for a little while, Tony. Uh-huh. Obviously, had a tough weekend in March and hasn't recovered. Mm. Now, keep a close eye on the passage in the mounting yard as he can tighten up before a big run. B. Yendall will be riding the passage this afternoon, and he knows how to get him home. So the coolest tip today is Melbourne, race 9, number 10, the passage. Only $8.50 for the passage, and the cooler's out.
Isn't it interesting? Just when you think you've reached the bottom, you find ways to go even lower.
What?
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. You've got something to say to the cooler.
Well, I've got to say to the cooler, I was pretty filthy about the cooler last week because it was aimed at Queensland. But for the punters cooler, cash in, I think it paid $7.
Revolving door.
Revolving door. So, and that Sam Thaido's getting back in that revolving door and coming back.
Peter Sterling is a bit nervous about it, but he's wandering into the studio. That's next. Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Well done, cooler. Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon. We are doing it for Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. It did feel a little bit like the end of the world, as we know it, last Wednesday for New South Wales Blues fans after that 18-16 loss to a Queensland side who were never going to lay down and give up that series, give up that dynasty that they've been so proudly built over the years. Peter Sterling joins us right here, right now. Before we get into the Blues and what you thought of them, I mean, Jonathan Thurston, the news that he is finished for, in fact, for Origin now that his injury ends his season. Remarkable performance from him and that, you know, those last moments of that game. Remarkable performance from him over a decade and a half.
Absolutely, terribly disappointing. And I sent a text through to him just to express my disappointment that he won't be there for Game 3 and for the rest of this season. You're just speaking glowing terms about Jonathan Thurston because he does it every week in every game. The best competitor we've seen in our competition as long as I can remember. And, hopefully he'll come back and play a season next year in whatever shape or form that will be. But I know the New South Wales players are disappointed that he won't be there in 3 weeks as well, because I'd love for him to be in the side for that decider. It adds to the spectacle. And, as we've said, I know it's a cliche and you've heard it many times, but to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And we'd like JT to have been there.
At halftime, we all thought that the win was coming. It was coming quite quickly, it seemed, from an outsider's point of view. Second half, things clearly didn't go according to plan. As someone involved, what are your thoughts about what happened there?
Look, the most disappointing thing, Tony, in all the post-mortem, and you can look at all the different individual things in that, thing that disappointed me most was we went away from what had been successful for us for a game and a half. At the beginning of the camp in day one, we put forward a philosophy or a belief in what we do with the football and when we don't have the football. And that is based around trust. And if you have a look at the situations where we got into trouble, that wasn't evident. And that's the most disappointing thing to me. And that's what we need to find out why it wasn't there, especially defensively. I've got no doubt. If we score another try, we win. And that probably should have come before half time. Yep. I still think 16 points should have been enough to win that game. And if you go back and have a look at the three tries we did concede, we contributed to those tries. Now, very happy if you walk away and you say, well, that was indefensible, they scored, congratulations, well done. But in all three of those tries, decisions that we made, which weren't the ones that we've been working towards the entire campaign, cost us dearly. So that's what we need to get to the bottom of as to why in those situations. And one of the difficult things about getting all of these players into camp from different clubs is that they do come from different defensive formations and systems. Yep. And under pressure, when you're under duress, you tend to go back to what you know best. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do every weekend. So the hard part is to get everybody to react the same way. And that's the lesson that needs to be learnt from Wednesday night. And what we need to take into game three, so in those same situations when they presented themselves. And we did it great. Like, I think we took Queensland over the sideline three or four times.
Yeah.
Now, we used the sideline as an extra defender beautifully all night. Mm. Just a couple of times we got caught.
What about the, obviously, Queensland playing, you know, the long game, don't they? They play for 80 minutes and they just hang in there and hang in there. Do we take something out of that as well, knowing that to beat them, You need to be on for the full 80 minutes.
Well, if there was ever any doubt about that, go out the window on Wednesday night. And the most important thing for, again, the players is to remember what that 10 or 15 minutes sitting in the sheds after the game felt like. That's what we want them to carry up to Brisbane for games. Sure, you don't ever want to put yourself in that position or that situation ever again. And that's part of experience. When we talk about experienced players, going through something like that is experience which you take into the next game. So, now, we lost our way. There's no doubt about that. Extremely disappointing. Not through a lack of effort. If there'd been a lack of effort there, then you've got all sorts of problems. We didn't have that. Now, we've played 160 minutes of football. I think we've been behind on the scoreline for something like 8 or 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, three of those minutes were at the end of a game. So we're not far off, but we let an opportunity slip. The good thing was that the sun did come up on Thursday morning. I had doubts that it would. Mm. Nobody died. Ultimately, we lost a game of football and missed a golden opportunity, but we were in a position to live and fight another day. We have to learn from what happened on Wednesday night, and we have to make sure that our next day is ours.
That passion that is there and clearly there, and you talk about what the dressing room was like after that loss. For you, and we know that what Andrew Johns had to say about the performance, and you could see in his face, not just what he said, but his entire body language, how much he hurt. Before we get into addressing that, how did it hurt you back into actually being inside the fold, so to speak?
I've been gutted. I don't think I've spoken to anybody for 2 days, and my wife keeps telling me to let it go, and I think I finally have, but it hurts because you see what the players have put into it, you know how much it means, you know what we've been through for the last decade. So, you know, it's been a really difficult couple of days, and I was envious of the players who got to play, you know, 2 days afterwards. Because they got it out of their system in some way. Mm. And that's, you know, Josh Jackson and the guy, they were fantastic backing up for their clubs, albeit Josh not in a winning side. But I think that they would have enjoyed the opportunity to go out there and just get back into it and, you know, and then they'll refocus and we'll get together. And, you know, we're really confident going up there because we know for a game and a half we have been the better side. And, you know, ultimately some bad decision making cost us and we will learn from that.
Was it a dumb half of football?
I don't know about dumb. We didn't play as smart as we should have done. Yeah, the penalties, if you go back and have a look at how important penalties were in that game, they really cost us as well. So yeah, we had a couple of stripping penalties in that second half. And whether you think they're strips or not, you can't put yourself in a position to give the referee an opportunity to blow the whistle. So we had to be smarter there. We played some dumb football. You know, I know that Joey came out and was very strong, and I have unbelievable respect for what Joey has to say, and especially in terms of Jonathan Thurston going to him. It's a little bit simplistic for me. You know, JT goes out and stands inside the winger to get away from the football. you don't want to go near the sidelines. We had a couple of guys busted who probably would be the prime movers in going at him. So we had our own concerns there physically. But in the end, you know, it's a game that I don't think there's any doubt we should have won. We didn't, but it wasn't the end of everything for us, because game one put us in a position where we had a safety net. We didn't want to use it, but we will.
Apart from James Tedesco, obviously, and his celebration injury, which was terrific, jumping up and down. Is there? Do you take, if everybody's fit, ready to go, that same 17 goes to Suncorp Stadium July 12?
That's not a discussion that we've had as yet. You know, there are a couple of players who are a little bit down, that there'd be some discussions around, but ideally that would be nice. Everything is crossed that Boyd Cordner will be okay. You know, calves can be notoriously difficult to overcome, so he's a concern. Tyson's ribs, I think they played up a little bit sort of the longer the game went. And obviously Teddy had an ankle problem at halftime. So look, ideally it would, but there are a couple of players that, you know, we may discuss, but I know that would be, as I say, we've been the better side for the bulk of this campaign, this series, so there's no real need to make many changes.
Pete, we all saw what they went through in the game one and game two on the field. You see what goes on after the game. How do these guys actually back up? And you said you're a little bit envious of the guys that are able then to sort of, you know, put their mind on something else and get over the loss. But physically, how do these guys get ready to play again a couple of days later? Is that something we need to change?
I have no idea how they do it, Gertz. They are unbelievable athletes, and it's opened my eyes up even more so being around and just seeing the aftermath of, you know, the carnage that has been the first two Origins. So it's got to be looked at. I know it's been kind of half addressed for next season, but there's certainly a strong argument that the clubs, you know, they get a raw deal through this end of the season. But so does our game, because we want to see our best players playing for their clubs every week, and we need to accommodate that somehow. So there's got to be a lot more thought put into the workload for our elite players, because I'm in awe of what all 34 players can do after that kind of game.
Hold your ammunition there, James Hooper. We have to take a quick break. We talk State of Origin with you, obviously, for hours and hours, but we are going to, well, thanks to Iveco Trucks, have a bit of a preview for the game that lies ahead of us this afternoon. Cowboys taking on the Panthers as Triple M rocks the footy.
Oh, my goodness. Triple M rocks the footy.
Right, you just called Jared Nick, that's all.
Well, it is Nick. It says it on the top. Is that you, Jared?
That's also last week's run sheet.
It's Shark's time, so, yeah.
Just give me last week's run sheet.
We'll try and get this freight train back on the rail.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Yeah, you're in good hands. Safe hands here for the Triple M NRL. Hey, listen, Sydney listeners can win tickets to Origin 3. Listen to the Triple M Grill Team next week at 7 a.m. And, of course, Brisbane listeners, you also can win those tickets next week from 9 a.m. Peter Sterling is with us. And just before we get on to this game, the Cowboys and the Panthers, thanks to Iveco Trucks, we'll preview that for you. Michael Morgan, now we know that Jonathan Thurston isn't going to be there in State of Origin 3. Michael Morgan, you imagine, slips into that number 6. I mean, it's him again, like in that grand final. He does a beautiful pass. He's a classy guy. They don't lose it enormously.
No, he's a super player. And, yeah, he's been a part of their squad now for, was there all of last series as well. So he's, you know, well-versed with State of Origin football. He's in really good form. I guess the interesting one is what they'll do in the centre position. There are some options there. Obviously, Justin O'Neill was there for game one. He had a disappointing game. Whether they would go with him again, I think they're resisting the urge to put Dane Gagai into a centre position. And that's why we saw Darius there, because Corey Oates would then come onto a wing fairly comfortably. So, and Cameron Munster is probably the wild card as to how they might use him. Being 18th man, you would imagine that he will come into the 17. You know, he's a player that he's kind of got the demeanour. You'd pretty much feel confident throwing him into a decider in front of home fans up there in relation to Queensland in the run-on side. So that'll be an interesting quandary for Kevin Walters to determine, but obviously they're all class players that he's looking at.
Yep. All the talk is, Pete, they're definitely going to go with Munster. They'll go with Munster
in
at left centre. Yep,
okay.
They'll go with Munster at left centre. They'll go with Morgan at 5'8", and then where the conjecture is on the bench, whether it's Daly Cherry Evans, whether it's Ben Hunt, or Wendell even suggested Sam Thaito.
I thought you said, or Wendell. I thought that he might have been in contention. I thought he might have been doing a Dale Shearer or something.
If you ask him, he'll be a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, look, let's turn our attention to this game this afternoon, the Cowboys and the Panthers, 1300 Smiles Stadium. Hoops, you want to go through some lineups thanks to Mungo Boots?
Panthers are 1-17, thanks to mongrel boots, Tone, so no changes there. And, of course, the big out for the North Queensland Cowboys is Jonathan Thurston will not play. Kyle Laybutt is the player who will come in and replace JT. Those changes for mongrel boots.
All right. What do you think, Gerds, this game?
Look, Penrith, I think they've won four in a row now. They had a decent win over the Raiders, probably their last start, which they'll get a little bit of confidence out of. But I'm still not 100% sold on where they're at and the hype at the moment with Penrith. I'm still yet to see them beat one of the, or just really compete well with one of the big teams. I still think there's a lot of their parts of their games that they don't have in order yet. I think they're a really good side in transition.
Got the last 2 minutes worked out, haven't they?
Yeah, look, I think they've one of them. I mean, they play a similar style to Canberra where they transition really well from defence to attack, and all of a sudden, you know, offensively they're off up the field and they've got players that can put themselves in a position to score anywhere in the field except for when they're attacking the opposition try line. I think their set pieces have been poor so far this year, and I think the back end of their sets, their kicking needs to be improved if they're going to go on and beat some of the better teams. Will they beat the Cowboys? I think it's a toss of the coin up there today. I think the Cowboys have had some decent wins without Thurston in the past, and don't forget you come back after you win an Origin with a real buzz about you, and I think it has a really positive effect on the players around you, and obviously there's going to be a couple of Cowboys buzzing at the moment after that Queensland win the other night. So I think Penrith have got their work cut out for them today. I think it's a toss of the coin.
I mentioned those last 2 minutes. Matt Moylan was brilliant in that win for Panthers, the couple of tries at the death. He's obviously been in and around the State of Origin camp as well.
Yeah, he's the key. And he looks like he's really confident at the moment. He's got a smile on his face. And I think they've worked out, Penrith, that you can't go sideways before going forward. And they, when they do go off quick play the balls, and Matt Moylan, I think, is probably the best in the competition at operating off those, then they look like that team that stormed home at the end of last season. I can't wait for this game. I'm really looking forward to it. It shows the greatness of Jonathan Thurston when you think, okay, Thurston's not there, North Queensland are in trouble. When you have a look through their lineup, there's not, you know, obviously
he's a
huge loss, but it's, you've got Tau Malolo there. Good thing is that Cohen Hess didn't play a lot of minutes on Wednesday night, so he'll be relatively fresh. You know, guys like Ethan Lowe, Linnett,
Cooper back.
Exactly. So
Lachlan Coote.
Jake
there.
Granville, Lachlan Coote. So yep. It shapes as a beauty. I think this is a real yardstick for Penrith. I know they've won those string of games that Gerds was talking about, but they haven't been that impressive. Their best is still yet to come, but they're running out of time. The one thing they'll need to show this afternoon, Tony, which Cowboys are excellent, they've got to be patient. Now, Penrith have got to be prepared to win this game in the 80th minute. Sometimes I don't see that. Now, I know they did it against Canberra. Maybe that'll be a really good thing for them, because you've got to have that ability in your side to go to the 80th minute to win. Penrith sometimes can get a little bit frantic in getting to that 80th.
Hoops, what are you looking forward to?
Can't wait. Look, I'm interested to see how these Queensland players back up. I think, as Pete just touched on, they'll be up because that was a terrific result for the Maroons on Wednesday night. But I think it's a real litmus test game for the Panthers, as Gerds touched on. They've won four games in a row, but going up to Townsville, if they can win this one, then they can really begin to build some momentum leading into the business end of the season. And they need to, because by their standards, they've admitted it was a disappointing start.
Yeah, it's a great game of footy and Prospect Maroon will be here shortly. The other games, of course, are the Raiders and Broncos tonight at 5:30. Should be another terrific game there. And then it is back to Adelaide, the Roosters and the Storm. Obviously, the Storm undermanned slightly, but looking forward to that game. For those beautiful folk in Adelaide, thank you all so much for your company this afternoon. Gerds, thank you. Thank you, Wendell, and your moustache. Sterlo, for you as well.
Thanks,
it's time now to hear the footy. Triple M rocks it.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.